very much. Now, there were the usual smiles and handshakes as President Václav Klaus, Prague Mayor Pavel Bem, and other top officials cut the ribbon at the opening of a long-awaited new bypass on the southwestern outskirts of Prague on Monday morning. But behind the scenes, the mood was far less optimistic. Even before it officially opened, the bypass, which links the D1 and D5 highways from Plzeň to Brno, evokes plenty of controversy. Daniela Lazarová reports.
The sound of people clamoring for an explanation and wanting to talk to someone competent at the site of the new bypass on Saturday. The Transport Ministry had promised a guided tour of the newly constructed road and tunnels, for which several thousand people turned up. The result was chaos, anger and frustration. Much of the site was closed off, with workers finishing up in haste for the bypass to open to traffic on Monday. However, the wrath of the public was the least of the ministry's problems. As Transport Minister Vít Bárta said at the opening ceremony, the planned opening of the 20 billion crown project was in serious jeopardy up until the last minute.
In the past few hours, I've had to decide whether to open the southern bypass or not. An inspection of the work revealed three badly sealed joints in construction, which some consider to be a serious problem. I trust the opinion of experts at the Prague Technical University, who've assured me that these faults will have no impact on the structural integrity of the bridge. I also await impatiently the outcome of an independent study from the Technical University of Innsbruck.
Although expert opinion is divided on the matter, the Transport Ministry says it is perfectly safe to open the 23-kilometer stretch of road. Deputy Transport Minister Radek Šmerda assured the public that the faulty joints would be under constant surveillance with tests conducted at regular intervals.
The bypass can safely be put into trial operation, and I emphasize the word trial. During this time, it will be under constant surveillance, and it is possible that other inadequacies may emerge, as happens with construction projects this size. Fresh tests will be conducted in a fortnight's time, and then again in another 2 weeks, and after that at regular intervals for the next 5 years. Moreover, a special monitoring device will be put in place to alert us to any changes in the badly sealed joints at any time in the future.
The newly opened road will enable drivers travelling from one end of the country to the other to bypass Prague. The city's heavily congested southern highway is used by approximately 100,000 drivers a day. Prague City Hall is hoping that at least a third of them will now use the bypass instead. This should make life easier, particularly for lorry drivers on transit routes. However, haulage companies are none too happy about the fact that the authorities have lost no time levying a road toll on the new bypass. Money was the operative word at Monday's launch of the most costly road construction project ever undertaken in the Czech Republic, and the mood was suitably low-spirited. Transport Minister Vít Bárta bemoaned the excessive cost of the bypass and, in a symbolic gesture, ordered that instead of champagne and canapés, the officials present were to be offered lentils and water.
Daniela Lazarová there. To those of you who may just be tuning in, we thank you for joining us.